Hi, this is Christy the Wordsmith. The word wolf is deeply entrenched in the English language. The Oxford English Dictionary traces its first citation to the year 725, when wolves were common in the British Isles and throughout Western Europe. English-speaking immigrants to North America found the word serviceable, as the animal was ubiquitous throughout the New World. The first American citation of the word wolf dates to a 1624 document by Captain John Smith, English-born historian and founder of the Jamestown colony. Of the American animals, Smith wrote, "The wolves are not much bigger than our English foxes." Well, because the colonists brought their word wolf with them, they largely ignored such native terms for the animal, such as Mahegan from the Algonquin languages and Shunkmanatutonka from Lakota. Meanwhile, Spanish speakers imported their word for the creature, lobo, from the Latin lupus. From this branch of the language tree comes the scientific designation for the wolf, Canis lupus. Wolf shows up in some unexpected linguistic corners. The old German name Athelwolf means noble wolf, with Adolf its modern version. The Louvre building complex in Paris is said to sit on the site of a wolf kennel built during Roman occupation. The name Louvre may derive from loup, the French word for wolf. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Good day, verbivores.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.